Exploring new products and practices while limiting risk. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Advanced Agrilytics. Figuring out which new product or practice to implement on a farm is just one of the many tough decisions farmers make every year. In this Managing for Profit, AJ Woodyard, lead agronomist for Illinois, says Advanced Agrilytics can help farmers take the guesswork out of those decisions. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
This is a big deal. Now at healthcare.gov, millions more people can afford health coverage. Due to the COVID relief law, 4 out of 5 customers can get a plan for under $10 a month with financial help. From doctor visits, to preventive services, to prescription drugs, these are quality plans. You can do this. You can have coverage as soon as August 1st if you sign up now at healthcare.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
There can be a lot of risk that comes with trying out new products or practices on a farmer's operation. But AJ Woodyard, Advanced Agrilytics lead agronomist in Illinois, says there are ways to limit that risk.
By actually evaluating products, you know, whether it be on the genetic side or products that we maybe are spraying or a fertilizer product. And, you know, we're trying to understand that spatial efficacy of that product and where does it work? Where does it work best? We know not every product works the same on every acre. And how do we then best position, whether it be, you know, a product, a seeding rate, a nitrogen rate at that subfield level for our growers?
Woodyard talks about the gaps traditional zoned or variable rate management systems leave in the plans.
The way that we've tried to manage that today is just, well, we're going to go out and average a whole strip or average a half a field and just look at it in that manner. Well, what if we could actually now go in and evaluate the spatial efficacy or the effectiveness of that product in those different signatures in that field of yours across that variability and give you more confidence, you know, whether it be a yes or no decision of I'm either going to use this product or not use it on certain fields on my operation, or whether it be that I'm going to use technology to be able to put it exactly where it's needed at the rate that it's needed. Those options are now both on the table.
Woodyard tells Brownfield technology continues to evolve, and with the right recommendations, farmers can use it to their benefit.
The approach that we're trying to take is a game changer. You know, we're really trying to understand and have those signatures of all these different subfield environments. And in the way we're really trying to do this is actually, you know, breaking it out into like environments across the field. So similar organic matter, you know, slope, similar saturation, let's say, versus maybe similar dry acres in that field. And really looking at how does whatever that new product might be work across those different environments.
I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Advanced Agrilytics.